In Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX, the University of Washington takes on number one Alabama Saturday in the Peach Bowl in Atlanta, Georgia. It's one of two NCAA semifinal games, and KNKX sports commentator Art Teal says it's the biggest game in Husky football history. The Huskies won the Pac-12 this year with a record of 12-1, and this four-team playoff, Art, is new territory for them and relatively new for college football.
This is only the third year for the playoffs with these four teams, and it's a concession finally to people who want a real resolution in college football as opposed to a bunch of bowls being played and the opinions of sports writers and coaches as to who's number one. It's pretty clear this year that Alabama is number one by a large margin. The Crimson Tide are 17-point favorites over the Huskies for this game. They are an institution in football. They have had a long and storied history. And under Coach Nick Saban, they've become dynastic. They're the defending national champions. They've won 25 games in a row, and 15 of those games have been against ranked teams. One of the amazing statistics out of this team is that they have scored 14 touchdowns that they call non-offensive, meaning special teams, punter kick returns, or the defense has scooped a fumble or run back an interception for a touchdown. That's an amazing force on an already good team.
Well, UW does have a pretty good counterpunch to all that greatness from Alabama.
There's a lot of NFL talent on this Husky roster, and the key man, of course, is quarterback Jake Browning. He's only a sophomore, 20 years old. He's still got physical maturity to go, but he's a very bright, capable guy, and I'm thinking this time off since the Pac-12 championship should return him to 100% strength. And he's got two formidable offensive weapons in wide receivers Dante Pettis and John Ross, and a very good defense led by Buda Baker. And they, I think, can control the game because the Alabama offense is manageable for the Husky defense.
So as far as Husky fans are concerned, it's a big deal that they've made it this far. First time in team history to do something like this. Let's take a closer look at the actual game. How do you think it's going to go?
Well, Chris Peterson has had a reputation from his days at Boise State as a very creative guy, a master of the trick play call. He had a great game in the Orange Bowl in 2007 when his little Boise State team upset the Oklahoma Sooners. Mm-hmm. It's a very memorable game in college football history. But Chris doesn't want to rely on that. He says this team, and it's a different circumstance, and really Oklahoma was favored only by 7 points in that game, so that tells you how good Alabama is to be favored by that much. So what's going to have to happen is Browning is going to have to play the game of his life, and the defense is also going to have to respond to keep it close. I'd like to be able to predict a Washington win, but in all honesty, the Alabama talent is just so deep and so good. In fact, one college scout said that the 11 starters on the Alabama team will probably all be drafted in the first two rounds of the drafts for which they are eligible, which is a remarkable statement. I think that's going to be a difference maker. I see Washington staying in the game, beating the spread, but probably we're going to see the Crimson Tide prevailing 23-16 or thereabouts, but it still is going to be a remarkable achievement no matter what the outcome, because the Huskies have come a long way in a very short while.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You'll find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.